Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve, and happy September. Vacation is almost over and it's time to get back to work. Today's episode features an interview with an employer who is looking for work campers to help out at her campground in New Jersey. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey, a new online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started in the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For a monthly subscription fee, people can participate in two online webinars every week to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, where to call home, how to find a job or start a mobile business. All online events will be recorded for watching anytime. Subscribers can also enjoy an open question and answer session each month. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Michelle Burton is the general manager of Waiting Pines Campground in Chatsworth, New Jersey. It's an unusual campground in that it's in the woods, but only 30 minutes from the Atlantic Ocean, 1 hour from Philadelphia and all the history there, and 2 hours from New York City. The 60-year-old campground is located in what's called the Pine Barrens, one of the largest coastal pine ecosystems in America. It offers a lot of outdoor activities for guests, like kayaking and hiking, while being very close to just about any other kind of activity people can imagine for their vacation. With 300 campsites spread over 55 acres, it's a rather large campground. Waiting Pines typically hires about 15 work campers every year. They do things like maintain the grounds, operate a general store, housekeeping, take reservations, check in campers, and serve food in the snack shop. Some work campers also lead guests on guided canoeing and kayaking trips along the river adjacent to the campground. Waiting Pines is open from April 15th to November 15th, but work campers arrive a few weeks early to help ready the camp for guests and stay a few weeks later to help winterize the park. Work campers are expected to put in 24 hours a week and shifts range from 4 to 8 hours. The jobs are paid, plus work campers get a free campsite with electricity, as well as 40% off any propane or merchandise in the store. Teenagers old enough to get a New Jersey work permit can also get a job at Waiting Pines along with their parents. All work campers receive a bonus if they stay until the end of the season. The entire interviewing process is done over the phone and online. It could not be easier to go work for the campground. To tell us more about this great opportunity, please welcome Michelle Burton, the general manager of Waiting Pines Campground, to the show. Thanks for coming on the show today, Michelle. I really appreciate it. Tell us what Waiting Pines Campground is all about, where it is, and the types of things you do there.
Waiting Pines is located in a town called Chatsworth, New Jersey. It's about 30 minutes west of Atlantic City. We focus on naturalization. So a lot of like kayaking, hiking, things of that nature.
Okay. How old is it?
The campground has been here since the 50s and has had many overhauls and uses.
Okay. How many campsites do you have?
We have 300 sites total.
Whoa. That's a big campground.
Yeah, it's 55 acres.
Okay. 55 acres and 300 campgrounds or campsites.
300 Super. Campgrounds would be a lot.
Yes, it would. How many work campers do you guys typically hire in a year?
I think I have about 15 this year.
Okay. Well, that's a big campground then. And what type of jobs do they typically do there?
Well, we have your basic maintenance, which can be anything from site cleanup, trash, repairs, kayaking and pool cleaning. That all falls under maintenance or outdoor category. And then you've got the office, which we have a general store here. So we have a lot of people that work in the office for phone reservations and store sales. And we have a small snack bar inside where we make like pizza, nachos, and breakfast sandwiches, things of that nature. There's housekeeping. There's always housekeeping, isn't there?
Yes, indeed. So you had mentioned canoe and kayaking. Is this something where you rent the canoes?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do that. There's various lengths of trips on our river here. So we do that for our weekend campers. We rent that out to them. For our seasonal campers, our activity department actually takes them on float trips, and then it's included. And that's just something we started doing this year. And we also just partnered with Big Brother Big Sister to donate all our boats to their annual event so that they can raise more money
for the
charity.
So the work campers actually get to escort people on these trips?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like fun. How many people do they typically put in a group?
I think last week, we're just coming out of quarantine, so we're just getting different, activities that we can do. Last week, I think there was like 6 boats that went, and then this week it's 15. So it's gaining speed.
Is this a day trip or is it like a couple of overnights?
You could pick the hour trip or the 3-hour trip.
Oh, okay. Well, that's neat. So it's something that families can do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so the work campers, when they're leading or doing this, they're checking people in and out of the trips and also escorting them down the river. Are they making meals and things like that too?
Our activities director coordinates it. So she gets all of the invitations back from our seasonal guests by emailing them. And then she did go on last week's trip. We don't offer food to them. It's not that long of a trip. And our seasonal campers, they're here 7 months out of the year. So they have everything at their sites already.
Okay. And what kind of benefits do the work campers provide to your operation versus hiring people from the local area?
I really like work campers a lot. They seem to have more staying power where they take the job and then they stay through the whole season. They have good attitudes because it's something that they want to do. They get more of a benefit, I feel like, because they get the site for free. The site and the electric is included in their contract. And then we offer a bonus to them if they stay to the end of the season. It's just a little bit of travel money, but I feel like it's the right thing to do. And the 40% discount off any store merchandise or LPG.
Oh, those are some pretty good perks. And are these positions year-round or all seasonal?
The campground is open from April 15th to November 15th. And then we have like the shoulder areas where we have to have people come in earlier, you know, to help get ready and then stay a little bit later for like the ending, like winterization and after park cleanup or after season cleanup rather.
So the campground does get some cold weather, maybe a little snow. So it's not something that people would be able to do in October, November, December, January, that type of thing?
Our water, we winterize the park on October 31st. So we shut 2 of our bathhouses down. The third one is heated, so it can remain open for the last 2 weeks. But we shut the water off because it does start to get cold out here. It starts to freeze. Jersey didn't get much snow last year. But in years past, it has.
Okay. And you're located, I looked it up on the map, you're right in the middle of a whole bunch of state forest property. So that's got to be spectacular in the fall.
Yeah, it's called the Pine Barrens. It's a really large aquifer. I guess it supplies a lot of water for the cities. So it's kind of neat. Yeah.
Okay. And how many hours do work campers typically work each week?
It varies. I have one family, they all chose full-time. So it's a mom, dad, and their teenage daughter. They all been working full-time since they got here in March. They came early because of the quarantine. And then I've got various other work campers. They'll just work like 2 days and then like a couple part-time days. So it's just, it depends on what the work camper wants, what their needs are.
Is there a minimum that they have to fulfill in order to get the free campsite?
I like to keep it like 3 days or 24 hours a week. I feel like that would be the best.
Okay. And you had mentioned that somebody is working with a teen. So is this an opportunity that families with older children would be able to take advantage of?
Yes.
Is there a minimum age for the teenagers?
Work permits have to be submitted. So I believe the state of Jersey is 15 years old, and you have to have the work permit.
Okay. Well, that's neat. And yeah. So do they set their own schedules, or do you give your work campers the opportunity to, or do you tell your work campers when they're going to work?
I definitely give them the opportunity to pick their days off. I try to always give the couples and the families the same days off. So far, everybody has their 2 days off or their 3 days off, you know, all together so that they can do whatever they want.
That's so
and
you
then
do
whatever they wanted to work during the day, whether it's the morning shift or a night shift or a mid shift, you know, it's a typical place of work. You ask for what you want and then you see if you get it sometimes.
See if you get it. I hope you get it. And so you mentioned shifts. So how long are the shifts?
Mostly an 8-hour shift.
Okay.
There's a couple of shifts that are like 4 hours and 6 hours. This year we have to have a pool attendant, as part of the health department's, regulations to have our pool open so that we provide contact tracing. So we've got teenagers sitting down at the pool, writing down names and phone numbers, and they generally work 5 or 6 hours a day.
Okay, well, that's cool. And how many work campers do you typically hire in a year?
Well, this year I tried for 20. Some of them canceled because of the pandemic. And that's about what I think it takes. And then I have a few local people that come back every year that are from here.
Okay. Do any of the work campers come back year after year?
This is the first year. This is our second year owning this park. And last year I had the staff that came with the park, and this year I have a lot of work campers. And next year already a lot of my work campers from this year have said that they want to come back for next year.
Well, that's convenient.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah. When do you typically start recruiting?
This month, my ad on workcamper.com is up in September, and I'm going to renew it and put new, just some new wording in there. So it's basically the same ad, but new wording.
Okay. And so you are recruiting right now here in August, September area for 2021.
Yes.
And they would start somewhere around the middle of April.
March mostly.
Okay. All right. And how do you acquire the work campers? Is that just through workcamper.com, or do you look for other sources as well?
I only use workcamper.com. It's been a great source for me, resource for me.
Super. Well, that's nice to know. And What's typically involved in the application and interview process?
they find me on the website. They email me with their resumes. I print out the resumes, and then I start calling people, finding out, you know, what they're available, what type of trailer site they need, that kind of stuff. And just, you know, you start a dialogue with somebody and find out. You just find out stuff by talking to people, you know?
Okay. So all of the conversations are by phone or over the internet?
Yeah, email, correspondence, text message, phone calls. I like to always have like a video meeting so you can meet face to face, even if you're really far away, you know?
Are there any traits or qualifications you're looking for in your work campers?
Pretty much the people that apply have some sort of experience in the area that they're looking at. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So you would expect people who have experience in work camping or in cooking and running restaurants and that kind of food service that they would be applying for the food service jobs.
Yeah. I mean, that's generally the thing. I mean, people that work in hotels or campgrounds, they apply for the office. They don't want to work outside maintenance. You know what I mean? The guys don't want to work in the office. So, I mean, it fits.
Okay. Are there any special qualifications that you have?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I mean, you're not requiring like food service certifications. You're not requiring lifeguard training and certification, that type of thing.
No, Jersey is different in that in the campgrounds here, we're exempt from having a lifeguard, and you only have to have one person, so me, that has taken the food service course, and I have it for California and for here just because.
Okay. But there's no requirement for people to, like, lead the groups on the kayaking and canoeing tours? They don't have to have, like, first aid experience?
No.
Okay. Do you provide any special training once they get there? Or is it just sort of an introductory discussion of what's going on at the campground?
You mean for our work campers when they're going to start their position?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Everybody gets training in what they're going to do. If you're going to come into the office, you're going to get a minimum of 2 weeks hands-on training in the reservation system. And then, you know, we're always here. You never leave somebody alone. you know what I mean? And then the maintenance guys, it's not rocket science outside. So you get like 3 or 4 days with a partner, and then there's always guys outside, you know. We have walkie talkies. If they've got any questions, we're always here.
Okay.
And since we all live here.
You all live there, that's right.
Yeah, we all live here. Okay. You know?
All right. But they're not on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right?
No, that's my job.
That's your job. And how many hours do the work campers typically work in a day? Did you say 8?
Yeah, between 4 and 8, up to them.
4 to 8 per day. All right, up to them. So if they want full-time hours, they're available. If they only want part-time hours, they're available.
Correct.
Okay, super. What draws people to your area?
The feedback I've gotten from my work campers is that it satisfies their needs. They make money while they're here. The site is included. Because I've heard other parks will actually charge their work campers to live there. And that's something that my bosses had done in the past at other parks, but I didn't want to do here because of the way I just wanted it to be like different a little bit and have more benefit, more attractive to the work campers to come here.
Okay. I was thinking more about the kinds of activities that the work campers could be involved in. I mean, looking at the map, you guys are not very far at all from the ocean. Plus, you're a short drive to Philadelphia, a bit longer drive up to New York City, and you can even get into Delaware. I mean, there's got to be a lot of things to do in that area.
Yeah, you pretty much can get anywhere within an hour and a half of here. Atlantic City is 30 minutes to the east, of course. Wildwood is an hour south, and that's a big shore town. There's there's a lot of water parks here and roller coaster rides.
Okay.
There's all the cities, like you said, New York City and all the Statue of Liberty, Times Square.
And how far away is that?
It's about a two-hour drive to New York, two and a half hours.
Oh, my goodness.
At the expressway.
Okay, super. Is it possible to hop on a train or something like that and go into the city?
Not from here.
Not from there. Okay.
No. Nope.
So they'd have to drive a little distance, park, and then board if they wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but there is a lot of recreation opportunities in your area, it looks like, with all the state forests and that. Is there a lot of hiking and biking?
Definitely. I don't know how big the Pine Barrens actually are, but it takes you a while to drive out of it.
Okay, that's a deal. Is there like a lot of traffic in the state forest area? I mean, is it
no.
something that people can feel comfortable biking in with their families?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Once you go off the highways, I mean, everything in Jersey is a highway. It's like a two-lane highway, you know, back and forth. But once you're off that area and down into the woods and stuff, it's all like sandy roads. You can go up in your bicycle or, you know, tubing down the river. Tubing has been really big this year just because you can't do anything else.
Right. Do you provide tubes as well for your campers?
We do. We sell tubes for them.
Okay. What if a work camper were interested in working for you, what could he or she do to really stand out among other applicants?
I don't know. I guess be proactive about answering the emails.
Is that a problem? Send out emails and people take their time in responding?
I don't know. Sometimes you get the people and then they don't answer you or they're on the fence and it's like, I get it. There's so many different opportunities. So you try different things, but it's like, if you're going to contact an employer, be sure that you want to go there and then be responsive when you're asked to come there, I guess, or invited.
Okay. Is that the advice you wish all work campers would know, or is there some other advice that you would give to people?
I don't know. I guess if I was going to tell them something different, I would say, you know, be friendly and don't take anything too seriously.
Yeah, that's one way to keep the joy in a job. That's for sure. But
yeah.
As far as the work campers themselves, you've been pretty well pleased with the people that you've had working for you.
Oh yeah, they're great. I couldn't do it without them. Mm-hmm. For sure.
What can you give an example of somebody who's really stood out?
I don't know. They just make my job easy. All of them as a team, they just work together. And they, you know what I mean? Like they self-fix things.
Okay. So they need to be intuitive and the ability to come up with their own solutions so they're not bothering Michelle with every little problem that's facing them every day.
Yeah, problem solvers. I mean, I try to make their job easy too, you know, and give them the tools that they need to make those decisions with.
Okay.
You know.
Where can people get more information if they'd like to learn more about the campground and to even apply for a job?
They can go to the website, waitingpines.com, if they wanted to look at the campground and the campground's website. And if they want to apply for the job, they would just go to the workcamper.com page and look for us on the featured employer.
Okay. Super. And how long does it take for you to get back to people when they apply?
Their emails come through to my cell phone.
Oh, that's quick then. So it's not like you're going to wait and say, come September 1, we'll get back to you. It's just you'll engage people in dialogue right away. Well, super.
Yeah.
It sounds like a wonderful opportunity for people, not only because it's in a remote area in a beautiful wooded forest, but also very close to some large cities and amazing attractions there too.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot to do.
Super. Well, thank you very much for telling us about this, and I wish you the best of luck in the rest of 2020 and all of 2021.
Hey, thanks, Greg.
I'd like to thank Michelle Burton for taking time from her very hectic summer schedule to talk about opportunities for work campers to get jobs at Wading Pines Campground in the heart of New Jersey's wooded recreation area. It sounds like an ideal job for someone who loves being outdoors or doing outdoor activities, but it's also close enough for work campers to tip their toes in the ocean and head up to New York City to enjoy some really big city life. Because there are a variety of jobs available, there aren't many special qualifications to work specific jobs at the campground. Michelle works with the staff to train them for jobs they'll really enjoy. She also tries to schedule couples to work together and ensures that they have time off to enjoy the myriad of nearby activities. It's a big campground, so work campers are never working alone. They always have walkie-talkies to get in touch with someone else if necessary, and new work campers are paired with a buddy to help them learn their jobs quickly. Innovative and self-directing problem solvers who love biking, hiking, canoeing, and kayaking, or helping others have a good time doing just that, may love to get a job at Wading Pines Campground. So would people who would enjoy working with others in food service or retail environment. Applications are being accepted now for 2021 positions. For more information about the campground, check out its website at www.wadingpines.com. If you'd like to apply, head over to the workcamper.com website where you'll find the campground listed as a featured employer. Work Camper News, a magazine and online publication, connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcamper.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. Next week, we'll talk with a woman who, along with her husband, makes a good income as an RV inspector. Until then, all of us at Work Camper News hope you enjoy a safe Labor Day weekend. Thanks for listening.